Randy Robson, Don Hannon with you. We're in the top of the seventh inning, 13-3, Richmond over Lake Henry. We have a pitching change for the Richmond Royals, Don.
Josh Mack, announced the draftee from Roscoe, will come in near to pitch in the seventh inning. Connor Dolls moves behind the plate. And Brady Clare will go to right field. I think that's it for now.
Okay, Sam Hupfer will bat for the Lake Henry Lakers. It is Hupfer and then Colin Spooner, who's in for Shane Campson. Colin was out at second base last inning already. And the pitch from McInnes. Hupfer falls it back and out of play, and 0-1 to Sam. Ball's one strike. The pitch from Josh McInnes is outside a ball, and 1-1. Winner of this ball game will play El Rosa coming up about a half hour after this one. Outside a ball, and 2-1. Ball's one strike. And pitch. Hupfer fouls his back and out of play. Just over the backstop, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch, and Hupfer again fouls it down the right field line. This is out of play. 2-2 to Sam Hupfer. Josh McInnes. Pitch, breaking ball. Hupfer squids this by the first base dugout, the Laker dugout. Max Widener picked up that ball. Max will be the quarterback for Painesville this fall, won't he? Painesville Bulldogs. Hupfer ground ball to deep short. Bach is up with it. His throw to Hadley at first, and Hadley can't come up with the scoop, and it'll be an error on Adam Bacchus.
Tough play for Adam Bacchus there, deep in the hole.
So, Colin Spooner up at the plate now against McInnes.
Comes up with that throw, I think they get him at
first. I do. I think they do, too, yeah. Spooner is swinging a miss, strike one. He is a left-hander. Colin a little behind on that swing. As Josh McInnes' pitch missing outside, and the count one ball, one strike. One won the count. Hupfer leads from first. And Spooner pops this one up. This is straight up behind us. And right down in front of Mary Heinen. It missed Mary by maybe a foot and a half to two as she was not watching the play. Oh, 1-2. And Spooner takes a ball outside and 2-2. That little overhang there, yeah. That awning, yeah. Two outs, two strikes. Spooner pops this up foul. Out of play. Now two outs, two strikes to Spooner. Up for leads from first. Now connects his pitch, and that is all to the screen. And 2-2. I think we feel better if we stand up. Maybe we can field something here better. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and just missing on the outside part of the plate, says home plate umpire Dave Gunderson, and it is 3-2. And low ball four. So Josh McInnes walks Colin Spooner, and that'll bring Matt Quaid to the plate. going after an error and a walk batter. Wade Babbs with two on and nobody out. Matt Quaid so far today, 1-for-3. Pitch is low for a ball, and a 1-0. He had a solo home run back in the third inning. That's a ground ball up the middle. Bacchus steps on the bag, throws to first. Out at first, they say two, so six unassisted, 6-3 double play, and then they throw back to third, and they just about get Sam Humphrey.
Yes, they did. Good play by Bacchus up the middle there. Unassisted double play to Andy Hadley at first base. Almost had Sam Humphrey running third pretty big over there.
Yeah.
Andy's seen that.
And here's Carter Wessel. And Carter drives it to center field. Alex Buddy coming hard, still coming hard, dives. Can't make the catch, and Sam Humphrey will score. And it's 13-4. So Kyle Buddy didn't go out on that ball, and Alex Buddy coming hard had it fall right in front of him, so Wessel gets a hit, and here's Weston Brinkman.
That double play looks pretty big right now.
And Weston Brinkman.
Looks very big.
Swing, strike one. Thirteen to four, Richmond by nine. That's going to hit Brinkman, Mikanence does. So it'll put runners at first and second. One run in, and here's Shea Obshai.
Shea is in for Nick Dignan's spot.
Obshai swings and misses strike one. Oh, 1 to count. Making that pitch. There's a strike called, and 0-2. Well, two strikes. 13-4 our score, top of the seventh, and a swing and a miss. Homeshide is out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the seventh. But they get a run, one run on one hit. There was one error and two left on. After 6.5, it's Richmond 13, Lake Henry 4. More to come in a minute here on KAFM.
Contact Gopher State One Call before you dig. Go online and enter gopherstateonecall.org. Fill out the simple e-ticket form and submit online. A verification of the request will be sent to you by email, and within 48 hours, you'll know where and where not to dig. It's simple, and it's free. If you want to dig, go to gopherstateonecall.org, fill out their e-ticket form, and within 48 hours, your request shall be granted. It's just that simple. gopherstateonecall.org.
Melrose Dutchman and Sox Center Main Street are sports on Bob FM KDDG, brought to you in part by our proud sports boosters. The Greenwald Pub, Hen and Floor Covering Incorporated, Sox Center Dairy Queen, Hen and Lumber Company, American Family Insurance, Tim Campson, your agent, Cornerstone Buffet and Restaurant, Sox Center Herald, Land O'Lakes Incorporated. Dutchman and Streeter Sports on Bob FM, brought to you by our sports boosters.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Richmond Royals will send pinch hitter Brent Rugemer to the plate. Batting for Dusty Adams. And the pitch from Sam Hupfer, a strike called, 0-1. Rickberg takes low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Brent. Brent Rugemer follows it back and out of play in the count 1-2. Rugemer has played for the Royals for a long time. Yes, he has. Played shortstop for him, then moved over to second base, and a swing and a miss by Brent. He is out on strikes. One out. Kyle Buddy, the scheduled hitter, and we're going to see Kenny Mooney bat. Kenny is a left-handed hitter. And Sam Hupfer's pitch. Strike on the outside corner in 0-1. Oh, 0-1 the count. Pitch high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss by Mooney. Strike two. Alex Buddy on deck for the Royals. One ball, two strikes. First pitch is outside. Ball in, 2-2.
That's a good thing, you know, a game like this here to get some of your younger guys in there to give them some experience. And like Sam here, he's done some pitching for Lake Henry, and it's not a bad thing to get him in there and get him some work.
You bet it is. That ball followed right over our head.
Kind of look at the nucleus of Lake Henry right now. You look at Sam Hupfer, he's going to pitch for him in the future. And I think Carter Wessel's going to go a ways with them.
There's a ground ball to first. Carter Wessel scooping it out of the air and flipping it to Hupfer. 3-1 on the put out.
He plays hockey?
That'll
look like it, didn't it?
Razzle dazzle. You bet. Nice play by Wessel at first. Uncanny Mooney and Alex Buddy to the plate.
That one kind of took a high hop over there too, didn't it?
Yep, there's a strike call to Alex Buddy, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. It's a little bit low. And one ball, one strike. Fouled back and out of play. And they count 1-2.
Takes a nice cut up there, doesn't he?
Yep. Pretty nice breeze blowing from left to right this afternoon. The 1-2 pitch. And Buddy loops it to left. That's a base hit. Bring Atabakas to the plate. Alex Buddy with his third hit today. He's now 3-for-4. Been hit by a pitch. He's walked. So he's been on base 5 out of the 6 plate appearances. Atabakas so far today, 2-for-4 with a sacrifice bunt. First pitch to Adam, a ball 1-0. And he'll take high for ball 2, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. It's low and 3-0. Trent Gertgen on deck for the Royals. Three oh the count. There's a strike and 3-1.
Gio Rosa is here for their next game.
Right down the middle, strike two from Sam up for the count, pull at 3-2.
So Rosa getting geared to play the winner of this game.
Alex Buddy will be up here on the pitch from Hupfer, 3-2. Bacchus, ground ball to short. Quade deep in the hole, and it goes off the heel of his glove, and everybody's safe. An error on Matt Quade at short.
Having a tough time over there at shortstop in this last 2 days.
Took one off the chest last night and took that one pretty hard, and there was one right before that, too, that came up on him. And, yeah, now you get that in your head. And to the plate, Trent Gertgen. The one ball, no strikes. Runners on second and first. 13-4 our score. Gertgen takes ball two low. Brady Clare on deck for the Royals. Royals got a chance to end it in seven if they can have Alex Buddy cross the plate. Which is outside to Trent Gertgen in 3-0. Brady Clare on deck. Three balls, no strike. Gertgen drives it to left center field. This is hit a long ways. Chasing it in the gap and making the catch out there for the Lake Henry Lakers is, or actually, who would that be?
Nick Reimann, I believe.
Nick Reimann, okay. That'll do it for Richmond in the seventh. No runs, a hit, an error, and two left on base. We played seven. Richmond 13, Lake Henry 4. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Got it.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM.
The umpire, the ball goes past Connor Doles, and he's going to put the one. Connor says, you throw it a second, so he wheels it down there. kind of cute.
Top of the eighth inning for the Lake Henry Lakers. They trail 13-4. Here's Adam Yeager, the catcher for Lake Henry, taking a ball low. 1-0 from Josh Muckadet. Josh on in relief of Eli Emerson. Here's a ground ball that'll go off of Muckadet's leg. He throws to first. In time, says the base umpire.
That stung smack a little bit on the mound, I think.
So Josh Muckadet's
got to
make
a grin on the face.
1-3 on the play?
Yep.
One out. Grant Ludwig steps up. And the pitch to Ludwig is outside of ball 1-0.
You know, Josh McAdams, he's a pretty easygoing young man. Real personable. He's easy to talk to.
1-0 pitch to Ludwig. This is popped straight up in the air. Who's calling for it? Andy Hadley takes charge, and the first baseman makes the play. You can hear Andy up here yelling, ball.
I don't think I'd get in Andy's way either.
Two outs. Adam Miller, the scheduled hitter. It's Nick Reimann.
This is Nick Reimann, yes.
All right, so Nick, he's out in left field now. A straight call to Nick Reimann, 0-1. Josh Muckadet delivers, and Reimann loops this to Kyle Buddy at second and past Kyle into right field, a base hit for Reimann. Sounds like the Nick Reimann fan club here today, and all cheering for him. Sam Hupp for the scheduled hitter. This is not good. No, Sam's supposed to be up here as Weston Brinkman was just about coming up. And Sam Hupfer makes his way to the plate.
Kind of a messed up scorecard here. I guess I'm not even...
Sam Hupfer today. 0-for-2, the sacrifice, and he fouls this one over by the first base fence.
I didn't see Weston Brinkman coming out with a bat, and I was going, wow, he's not due up for another 4 hitters yet.
Josh Muckadet delivers. Here's a ground ball to Bacchus at short. He'll flip to Buddy at second, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left off, 7.5 innings. Richmond 13, Lake Henry 4. Back with more baseball in a minute on KASM. All right, we're back at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We make our way to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Richmond Royals leading 13-4 will send Brady Clare to the plate. Dan Hansen, the DH, and Connor Doles, the scheduled hitters for the Royals. Sam Hupfer continues to throw for Lake Henry. This is for seeding this game and the next game here today. As Brady Clare pops it up in the infield. Second base, Colin Spooner makes the catch for the out. Winner will play El Rosa about a half an hour after this one's done. Here's Dan Hansen. What's Dan done today? 3 for 4. He had a double. Run scored. Dan takes a strike called, 0-1. Left-handed hitter. Curveball. He goes over the top of it and swings and misses. Strike 2. The ball's 2 strikes. Upfer delivers inside a ball and 1-2. I think Lake Henry has gone through most of their bench today.
I think so. I was looking before I checked them all out, and I don't think there's anybody left.
1-2 pitch to Hansen. He drives this to right center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to roll to the fence, and Dan Hansen making a bid for our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game with his 4th hit of the day, his 2nd double of the day.
Good hitter. Hits the ball on the button a lot of times. So
the Royals with 1 out will work on getting Hansen in and ending this ball game in 8 innings, possibly, as Connor Dole steps to the plate. Connor takes low and inside a ball, 1-0.
They must know something about Connor Dole. They're playing him the pole.
There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. 1 out, 1 on. Dole takes low for a ball, and now 2-1. Ball, it's 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and Dold swings and misses. Strike 2, 2-2. Two to count. Hansen takes the lead from second. And the pitch by Hupfer is low in the count, full at 3-2.
Well, the cover back here behind home plate, there's a lot of people sitting in the shade back here. I bet you it's kind of nice back there.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Up first pitch, and Stoltz will foul it back and out of play, just like they would in the big leagues on 3-2. Foul ball.
Protecting that plate.
Hansen leads from second. And Dole's foul tips it into the mitt. Yeager, he's out on strikes. Got to bring Andy Hadley to the plate. Andy so far today, 1 for 3. Base hit and a run scored back in the third. Was hit by a pitch in the 2nd inning. And Andy Hadley was pinch hit for by Dylan Adams. 7th, here's a ground ball to third. Grant Ludwig up with it. Across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Royals here in the 8th inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, 1 left on. We've played 8, Richmond 13, Lake Henry 4. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFS. To the 9th inning here in Farming, Colin Spooner. Colin, a left-handed hitter, will lead it off for Lake Henry.
Why not,
followed by Matt Quaid and Carter Wessel. And it's his first pitch called off by Colin Spooner. And 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Oh, on the count. And it's his pitch. That's getting a little closer as it goes off our head and off the building again. And 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. And Collins sticks the bat out, punches it to left field. That's a base hit for Spooner. And a ninth inning single. Matt Quaid. Quaid one for three today with a walk, two runs scored. Josh Muckinette delivers, and Quaid takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Boy, it seems like a long time ago that Quaid hit his home run. Lake Henry got a run in the first inning, and yeah. A long game in the middle. Here's Quaid, throw ball to deep short. Bacchus fields it in the hole.
Wow, what a nice play.
They're going to get Colin Spooner on the force at second. I think Colin was running. He never thought Bacchus was going to get to it.
Absolutely not. I think he was ready to round second base there and go to third, but nice play by Bacchus. Backhands it in the hole and all in one motion throws a one-hopper to Buddy at second base.
6-4 on the force of Spooner. Left-handed hitting, Carter Wessel.
If you know that, you usually on a play like that, you'd be sliding, wouldn't you?
Yes. And Spooner did not go in sliding at all. 1-0 the count to Wessel. And a base hit by Carter Wessel down the right field line into the corner. Quaid digs it for third base. Wessel into second with a stand-up double and two on and one out for Lake Henry here in the ninth. That'll bring a left-handed hitting Weston Brinkman to the plate. Brinkman's first at bat. Two on, one out. I can answer his pitch. Low for a ball inside and 1-0. Pitch from Josh Muggenetz is outside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 13-4. Richmond by nine here in the ninth. And outside, 3-0 to Brinkman. Payne Holmscheid on deck. Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike called and 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Brinkman. I can have his pitch inside ball four, and that'll load him up with a walk to Weston Brinkman. And Holmscheid to the plate. He struck out in his only at bat today. Bases loaded, Quaid at third, Carter Wessel at second, Brinkman at first, and the pitch from McAnunz inside a ball, 1-0.
Well, you got to throw strikes here with a 9-run lead. Got to make hitters out of them.
1-0 the count, the pitch is high, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch from Huckenham. There's a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. A little bit low and 3-1. Three balls and one strike. The kick and the pitch. Holmscheid pops this one straight up behind the plate. Connor Dole giving chase, and Connor makes the catch for the out. Well, that's two outs. And it'll bring Adam Yeager to the plate. Left-handed hitting Adam Yeager. This Laker team does have a lot of lefties.
It does.
Two outs, base is still loaded.
Both teams, really, yeah.
And Josh Muckinetz Delivers outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1. One ball, one strike to Yeager. Bases loaded here in the ninth. And Mekadet's missing outside, and the count, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And here's a drive to left center field. And a dive by Buddy in left center field. He can't come up with it. One run is going to score. Two runs going to score. Here comes Brinkman. The third run's going to score. Throw gets away from Doles, and all the way to third goes Adam Yeager, and it's 13-7. Dusty Adams and Alex Buddy giving chase to that ball, and Alex Buddy, I don't know if he hurt himself on that dive out in left center field, but Kirby Hamish going to go out and see if his center fielder's all right.
He might have knocked the wind out of him the way he dove at that one. Hit the ground pretty hard.
Alex Buddy kind of waves Kirby off that he's okay, so this will bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. Thirteen to seven, our score. There will be an error on the throw to the plate. Give Yeager a double, and he goes to third on the throw. And here's Grant Ludwig driving it to straightaway center field. Buddy back. Runs into the fence. That's off the fence. Ludwig digging for second. The throw, and Ludwig is out at second as Yeager scored prior to that. So that's going to end the ball game on a Grant Ludwig single, and he's thrown out at second trying to stretch it into a double. That's how the Lakers game ends. Grant Ludwig gets a hit, but thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. For Lake Henry in the ninth inning, four runs on one, two, three, four hits. There was one Richmond error and no one left on base. Your final score this afternoon, it was Richmond 13, Lake Henry 8. All right, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and recap this one. Namer, Albany, and Richmond, A&W player of the game. It's all coming up in 2 minutes here on KESN. Back at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Our first game has gone final today. Richmond and Lake Henry. Donald.
Well, your line scores for Lake Henry today. Excuse me.
Line scores for Lake Henry today, 8 runs, 9 hits. They committed 2 errors. They left 8 on base. For Richmond, 13 runs, 15 hits. They committed 2 errors. They left 15 runners stranded.
Wow. Winning pitcher, Eli Emerson. Loss will go to starter Grant Ludwig for Lake Henry.
Yes, it will, yeah. It's a time-consuming game, I thought, again, here today. A lot of base runners, a lot of walks again.
Yeah.
A couple hit batters. It's not the cleanest game I've seen yet so far, but everything's going to get a little bit different here with the teams playing more games as they go along. Pitching gets a little less all the time. You got to go to your second, third string pitchers, your draftees, and that's what you draft for. You draft for days like today to get some innings out of your draftees, and if you're not pitcher deep, you know.
Yep. Of course, El Rosa has got some options. They've only played one game this weekend.
Right.
Richmond now with 2 games under their belt. They got by with Emerson and Mukadats today
right. On
the first one, and they still have some pitching left. DJ Schleicher threw on Friday night for the Royals. So there are some options for him.
And you look at El Rosa, they got Aaron Volk, the big right-hander yet, and they also got the draftee from Roscoe, Jordan Ruse. So
they do.
They got a couple of powerful right-handers that they could come with.
All right. Well, we'll see about that here in a bit. The final again today, 13-8. It was Richmond over the Lake Henry Lakers. Lake Henry now the number 3 seed out of Region 15C, and Richmond and Al Rosa will be fighting for the 1 and 2s here shortly. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. As today, I believe it's Adam Ray. He'll take you through this afternoon, and then we'll be back here in about a half hour or so with game number 2. Region 15C baseball brought to you today by the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Beef, Peps Pork of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman Dan and Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, just south of Barming, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, News Out of Audi and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing over by Lake Henry, Joke Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, in Dominic Sock Center in Long Prairie, Killalin Chevrolet, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Shady's Bar and Grill over in Dominic, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub. Right here in Farming, they bring us baseball. We're back in about that 25 minutes to a half hour. For my broadcast partner, Don Heinen, the final score again this afternoon, Richmond 13, Lake Henry 8. You've been listening to Region 15C baseball action on KASM. It's all yours, guys.
All right, thank you very much, Randy. Adam Ray is with you here this afternoon until 9 o'clock. We got some stuff to catch up on, so we're going to take a couple-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the birthday club for you. That's up in just a couple of minutes.
Every summer, you gotta pick vacation or staycation. Or with Mall of America, it's a playcation. Start at Radisson Blue Mall of America, the hotel connected to MOA, giving you instant access to everything. And the kids...